This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
Where she works, I went in for a refund, and I was shocked to see her behind the desk. The register, I said, "What are you doing here?" She says, "Oh, I'm working this office today, or this register." And we got to share a little bit. I was shocked. I was shocked to see her. Because she was working another place, and she's all over these different businesses. But the Lord put something on my heart. And Father's Day brings memories back. And today we see I'm a landlord, and I have many rentals, and I have many people come into my buildings. And as I was a young boy, most of the time, it'd be husband and wife and children. Today, they're not married, and they have somebody else's kids with different names. I remember one time I was baptizing in our church. A lady came to the Lord, got her life straight, and she wanted to be baptized and her children. Now, she had five kids. And when I'm going to baptize them, I had to tell my wife to put on the cards the names. There was five different names. And I was so happy that she came to the Lord and she got her life straight. And she got her home straight and her kids straight. But what has happened, the Bible calls them illegitimate kids. Another term they use in the King James is bastards. I don't like to use that. It's illegitimate. In other words, God doesn't hate the children. He hates how you do it. He puts man and woman together, and I'm glad for the marriage classes. And I had marriage classes at Homewood when I attend, and I gave out some tremendous information, and the woman all applauded me. And I told the husbands, I said, "You know, when you went out with that girlfriend of yours, you couldn't say goodnight. And when you got on the phone, you had big bills because you couldn't say goodnight and you couldn't say goodbye." I said, "Now you're married. Goodnight, mom." I says, "You cheapskates, take them out for a date. Get a babysitter. Take them to a restaurant." And all the women said, "Yeah, pastor, tell them." But, you know, we take advantage of our mates, and we shouldn't do that. I love my wife, and she was very beneficial in my service to the Lord. Now, the thing I want to talk about, our Father. Our Father, what a role model we got. There's no fault in Him. None. When we were singing that song, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," Jesus gave a model prayer. But you know, we bring that down to, "Hey Dad, I need a favor from you today. I'm a little bit short on finances." That doesn't mean you sleep all day and do nothing, because you'll starve to death. It says, "A lazy man that turneth out of bed will surely starve." So you got to work, but you try your best. God will come alongside you and make it better. And what has happened is role model. You know, having a dad is quite different than being one. Hear what I'm saying. Having a dad is quite different than being one. I strive to be what my father was. I mean, my father was a prayer warrior. My father came from Italy as a young boy. And when he returned a second time back to Italy to visit his folks, two missionaries, young men, witnessed to him, and they led him to the Lord. They gave him a New Testament. His family despised him. They said, "Burn that book up. That's of the devil." And they were attending church. But the church was hiding the truth. And there are so many churches today that do hide the truth. We have separation and denomination. God never planned it to be that way. It said they were in the upper room of all one accord. You have to be in one accord. Then they were visited by the Holy Spirit. And the breath of the Lord came, and power came in that room, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. It hasn't got nothing to do with denomination, where you attend, how you attend, how much you attend. They experience God. And God wants you to experience Him personally right where you're at. You know, you don't have to have a crowd to get along with God. Oh, it says, when I get into church, I feel so good. You should feel good all the time when you come to church. That should rub off on somebody. That should rub off on somebody. But having a role model and being a role model, I tried to be with my dad. You know, it was tough to follow my dad. My dad used to pray. I couldn't pray. They were in the church, and they had a big clock in the back. I think that's a clock back there, too. But the first thing when I took the church is the clock had to go. I built a new church, the new sanctuary, no clock. Because when we went to prayer, and they had this one pray, that one pray, that one pray, that one pray, the services was an hour, prayer was 3 hours. And they prayed the same thing over, and I'm not faulting them. They prayed the same thing over. And I'm a young boy, and my dad said, you don't go downstairs, you get la matzad. And man, when he hit, he hit. He didn't pull more punches. So I would look over the pew and I would say, move, clock, move! And it wouldn't move. And that clock went slower and slower and slower, and I went with one eye, I went with the other eye, and I went up and I went down, and I went. It just didn't move. You're going to get 3 hours of prayer whether you like it or not. So when they were finished, then we left. But it wasn't finished because they prayed at home. And one thing I got to share, and I hope you don't mind, this is personal, what happened to me. My dad was a coal hiker. He used to shovel coal. In the Depression time, it was very difficult to get a job. Anything that you could work at, you worked. And he wrenched his back. And he would walk around with a stoop. And he couldn't straighten up. He just couldn't straighten up. I was about 9 years old, 10 years old, right in there. And he was in such pain. So he called 4, 5, maybe 6 of the brothers from the church. I says, uh-oh, prayer meeting. So they got in the kitchen. He says, Joe, you stay here. Joe, you stay here. Joe stood there. You get la matzah. So we're on the hard floor, had hard chairs, 1 hour. All the kids were calling me. It was summertime. Joe, come on out and play. Joe, come on. You know, I'm 9 years old. I'm 10, 9, somewhere there. 1 hour of prayer. I thought I was going to die. I says, Mike, I couldn't have prayed in Italian. I understood some Italian, but not that much because they have different dialects. And 2 hours went by. I thought I was dead. My elbows hurt. My knees hurt, my hind end hurt, everything hurt because I sat every way I knew how to make myself comfortable to listen to them pray. 3 hours went by, and they're still, and I mean they're fervent in prayer, and I'm dying, and they're calling outside, they're calling and calling. 4 hours went by, my dad stood to his feet, and he was healed. He stood, he never had a back pain after that. Stood right up to his feet and he was healed miraculously. You know, the pain in my legs left, the pain in my hunger left, the pain in my leg, my elbows left, everything left. I had joy because God did something. But see, we don't pray through like they prayed years ago. Some of us do, but most of us don't, including me. When I got filled with the Holy Spirit, we used to pray and pray for days, we had a visitation from God. The harder you pray and get into God, God will get into you. I remember when I was reading the Bible, the word just came right off the page into my heart. Now, if you never experienced that, you have to ask God to give you His word in your spirit, and He'll do it. And that's why we serve Him so faithfully. But the role model, my dad's a role model. I remember when I hurt my thumb, I was working in the building, and I whacked it with the back of an axe, and man, it was swelling. I put it in my mouth to make it feel, I put it under my arm. He grabbed a hold of my hand, and he's crying, Joe, he's crying, I don't want you hurt. I said, Dad, let me see what I did. He covered up my wound. He loved me so much. God loves you so much. And He wants to cover you with His wings, with His feathers. It said, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The shadow of the Almighty is the glory of God. He wants to clothe you with His glory. And when you're in His glory, you have no pain. You have no sickness. You have no sorrow. Because Him and you, and you and Him, you're on the victory road. And my dad would do just things. I remember I had a shoe shine route because we were depressed and there was no work. And I would go shine shoes. And the big kids would steal my money. If there was just no money, they would steal my money. So my dad would walk to me. You know, I felt like I had a warrior. I was so proud that my dad walked with me. He talked with me. He protected me. And that's what the Father does. My Father takes charge of me. He loves me and He covers me. And He consoles me and He's always with me. He's, Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. My Father did so many things. You know, in the Bible it says Malachi that He's going to turn the fathers back to the fatherless and the children back to their fathers. What a miracle that would be today. We need that in society today. If you look at it, just the shooting they had in California, the guy went into the restaurant and shot 3-4 people. We don't know where we're safe anymore. You know, when I was in the service and I was in Korea and we were on the front lines and the man says, you're not fearful. He said, how can we not fearful? I said, I got a father. He always said, Joe, I'm praying for you. I pray for you. I pray for you. I know when I was clothed with His prayers, I was safe. The prayers of a righteous man, the fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. God honors those that are faithful to Him, and He does what they ask of Him. He said He'll give us the desires of our heart. Now, the swing that's around on my dad was my role model. Now I have a daughter. She's 55 years old. I wanted to be a role model to her. Like I say, it's quite different to be a dad than have a dad. You know, when David called out and wrote the psalm, he didn't ask his sons, he didn't ask his wife, he didn't ask his friends or whatnot. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. He called on the right role model. He called on the Lord who never fails. He didn't call on a human being that's going to deceive you and not do what you would want. He called on the Lord Himself, who's ever faithful and just to meet our needs. He's always on time. Always. He's never late. We get late. We get a little bit lazy at times. Oh, they can do without me. No, that isn't the way to look at it. Can I do without Him? In the Bible, it talks about there's two sons and had a father. And the one son got tired of living under the father. So he went to the Father. This is in Luke 15, 11 verse. He went to the Father. He says, give me my inheritance, because I want to go out and do what I want to do. I want to leave your covering. I want to leave your glory. I want to leave this house. I want to go out into that riotous liberty, and I want to see how it is out there. I've been protected all my life. Now I want to go out and play wine, woman, and dance. So the Father divided to both sons, the younger and the older, severally as he will. He gave them their inheritance. So he went into far country and he blew it all. He did what he wanted. There was no happiness. The happiness he had with his father, he couldn't find in the world. And even though he had all of the money to try to do it, he couldn't do it. So he ended up in a pig pen. And he was so hungry, he had no food. He was eating the husk that the pigs eat. And you know, the miracle of the story is, when this young man, and I'm talking to everyone here, when this young man came to his senses, came to realize what he gave up for what he had, he was nuts. He was crazy. He said, hi, my father had everything, and I choose this over my father. I'm going to go back and tell my father I'm sorry. And he went back, and he says, I'll be a servant and I'll be a slave to him. So when he went back to where his father was, his father seen him coming. And he seen him at a distance. He didn't wait for the son to come. He went to the son running. And he called forth his servants. He says, bring out the robe, bring out the ring, kill the fatted calf. My son was once lost, but now he is found. He was dead, but now he's alive. Let's be merry. He's returned to his senses. And a lot of people that I know, and I could go story after story, even people of pastorate that have gone completely back into the world. You see it, priest and pastor, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You got two role models here. Undergird them with prayer. Back them with prayer and your faithfulness, because it's hard to get good role models. They're going to do the best for you, so do the best for them. So the father ran to the son, and the story don't end there. The son wanted to apologize and says, oh no, come on back in. Come on back in. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The older brother was working for the father yet. He had his inheritance. You know, jealousy is a terrible thing. It says in Galatians 5 that we're not to be jealous when God moves in the services with the gifts, or if he blesses someone with abundance. We're to thank God that he's using someone in our congregation, that he's blessing someone, that he will bless me. So the brother came and he says, what is that noise I hear? Music, and what is that sound of joy that I hear? He says, oh, your brother was lost, but he has come home, and they killed the fatted calf, and they're having a big celebration. He got despondent. He just got down and out. So the father came out and says, son, what's the matter? He says, I worked for you so many years or whatever. You never killed a fatted calf. And you never did what you're doing for the boy that went astray. He says, son, everything I have is yours, and you could use it anytime you want. Anytime you choose to use what God has given you, he's fully in back of you. The gifts of the Spirit. He's given us in 1 Corinthians 12, he's given us 9 gifts. We're baptized in the Holy Spirit. That doesn't end. How many ever go into a restaurant and you get a big porterhouse and just look at it? Or pots of azul, or mozzarella, or lasagna, or whatever your call is. And you have that over there, you say, oh, look good. My, I like it to look at it. The Bible says, come taste and see that the Lord is good. He's given you the gifts of service. He wants to use each and every one of us. My daughter used to look to me, I got a spirit of depression when I was a young man, before I went into the pastorate. And I had this depression, and I had a growing business. I had a restaurant for 23 years. And I was sitting at the table, how can I take my life? I had a beautiful wife. I had a beautiful daughter. I had a growing business. I had all my bills paid. But this spirit came upon me, unbeknown to me, and I'm thinking, should I jump off the roof? Should I run the car in the garage? Should I jump in the river? What should I do? I want to end my life. And I fought this depression for years. And it would come in cycles. Not all the time. It just come down on you, and it's like a force. That's why I pray for a lot of people that are going through these circumstances. They just can't handle what's inside. And I would sit at that table, and I had everything. And we were attending services in Assembly of God Church. I'm not faulting the church by any means. And I got tired of church. And I told my wife, I says, I'm quitting church. She said, what do you mean? I says, I'm not getting nothing out of church. How many ever felt that way? Oh, thank God you don't. I had a battle. And I told her, I said, this Sunday will be my last Sunday. The following week, I got up and I went to church. I don't know why. And my daughter told my wife, she says, Dad said he wasn't going to church. She says, don't rock the boat. Let him go. God's going to do something. So we went and sat in the church. God was answering her prayer. My daughter and my wife prayed for me. And we're in the church. And here comes this nun in her habit that sits in the back room. And the pastor greeted with nod. He says, hey, sister, would you have a word? She says, sure. So she came up, and she was speaking how God was ministering to her all over the world. And how God, she was telling one case, and I just shared just briefly. He says, get in that line. I have somewhere for you to go. She went and stood this line. She says, buy a ticket. She says, I have no money. So she was about eight or nine people in line, and they were moving up. She was one person in front of her. She said, Lord, I don't know what you want me to do. I have no money. I can't go to this certain destination in Europe. And the man in front of her turned around and says, here's your ticket money. And it was the exact amount of money. And she gave example after example how God was moving on the earth. And I says, Lord, here's what we get on us. I says, Lord, how about me? I'm sitting in this church week after week, year after year, and I ain't getting nothing. We had evangelists, we had teachers, we had all kinds of speakers come. But they were more to the numbers. Who could come in? How many were getting saved? How many were getting baptized in the Holy Spirit? Who spoke in tongues? Who did not? But I had nothing, nothing. There was no anointing in them services. And when I got honest with God, God came down and His glory filled me. From head to toe, no one had to tell me. No one had to shake me. No one had to cough on me. Nothing. I knew I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And the pastor had an altar call. I went forth and I wept for 2.5 hours. And I'm not a weeper. And I wept for 2.5 hours. We came in the evening, the same thing. I was just weeping and weeping. As the story goes, I switched churches and I went to Homewood Church. It's quite a distance from Assembly of God Church. And I was talking to a pastor that was having the prayer breakfast for the men. He says, "Joe, I want to talk to you." I said, "What about?" He says, "You know that nun that came in, Sister Mary Frances, that came in to the church that Sunday?" I said, "Yes." He says, "I was the driver of her car." She says, "We were driving by the church when she told me we were going somewhere else, altogether different than your church, this Assembly of God Church." She says, "Stop! God has got business for me in this church." He turned around and he came into the church, and that's when she ministered and changed my life. The Word of God said, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And that's what was happening. I was so full of God and singing and praying, I didn't look at the clock anymore. The clock was my enemy. Because I met Jesus and I had the Holy Spirit. He said, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, this mountain shall be moved." God wants to impart His Holy Spirit fully upon you. He says, "Tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. You shall receive the Holy Ghost and power." We're losing the power. God wants to empower you. He wants to put a fire under you so you can be used for His glory. He'll show you how to buy in a supermarket. He'll show you how to buy in society, homes, cars, whatever. God will take care of you. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am His own. I know that my Redeemer liveth. And He wants to use the gifts. He wants to use the gift of faith. That's, you have faith. Every man is given a measure of faith. He wants to use his faith. That you say, "Be healed," and He's healed. Walk, and they walk. The blind see. The deaf hear. He wants you to have the gift of miracles and healing. He wants you to have the gift of prophecy. That blesses the church. It encourages the church. And it just brings them a closer relationship to God. He wants you to have all nine gifts, where you have tongues and interpretation. That you would have all of the nine gifts flowing. And especially the gifts of discerning of spirits. You know, all of them that say they are of God are not of God. I heard of cases where people have got into where they were going to walk into the leadership, and God spoke to the leader that they were not of Him. And He had to call out the evil spirit that were in those people. That's why I say you back your pastor and his wife, something's going to happen in here. If you have a problem, go and talk it out with the headship. Don't listen to people, because people will lead you astray. You're here, you're few, but there's many that are waiting for you to speak. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You can bring a crowd in here. Talk. Don't be afraid. They tell you, you know, the role model we got now is you got Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods. Look at how they failed. Other ones, they're just too numerous to mention. Man will fail you. God never fails. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He is faithful. He is just. He's perfect. When they were crucifying Him, He says, "For what fault do you condemn Me? For what good works?" He did nothing but good works. And the more you do for God, the more they're going to put you on the hot seat. But I know that I know that I know that my Redeemer lives. What he has done for me, he can do for you. You need an inner touch, God will touch you. You need something in your home, God will make it happen, but not your way. We can't program God. Not your way, his way. And his ways are always perfect. Serve him today. Be glad. David says, I was happy when they said, let's go into the house of God. It says, a merry heart do good like a medicine. I had a woman, I'm in a pinochle club, and we're all up in age, and we had a spirit of laughter. You know, it's good to laugh. There's a healing in laughing. There's a healing when you laugh. There's this joy. And we're laughing. I said, Shirley, I said, how come you're not laughing? She says, I'm too serious to laugh. I never heard that in my life. I'm too serious to laugh. That's sick. That really is. I said, you talk about everything and anything, but you don't laugh. Forget about all that other junk. Let's get happy. Let's get happy in God. Let's just make this house resound with his, just with his voice of praise. Are you happy today? That's Father's Day message to you. I could go more and more scripture, but I think that's enough. I think that's enough. Come on up, brother.
Your hand, amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to take this down for you, okay? So you can drink. There you go. Come on down. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not bad for 80 years old, huh? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. That was good, wasn't it? You get a lot of history, a lot of stories of things that have happened to him and ministry he's been in, and he's just we just thank God for Pastor Joe. He's a real blessing to us. So what we want to do here, I'm going to do a couple things and even let you out a little bit early today. Will anybody be happy about that? Wow, I see a couple. Okay, praise God. Just don't get used to it. I always tell you that. Don't get used to it. Amen. We want to have the ushers come, and we want to receive the offering for Pastor Joe. Let's just bless him. Amen. Amen. It's good to see Brother Leo back. Amen. The man who was in Italy. Praise God. Amen. Welcome back. We miss you. You look good. Amen. Nice and tanned and everything. Amen. Praise God. Would you pray for the offering? Amen. Praise God. So let's give unto the Lord. Amen. In honor of Pastor Joe. Amen. While you do that, I'm just going to read you a couple of scriptures, and then we're going to call up all the fathers in the house, and we got a gift for you. I know some are missing today, but I'll take care of them, the ones who are not here today. I'll make sure they get their gift. But I want to read you just four scriptures in Ephesians chapter 6 as you're giving. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, my dad, he's now been deceased for almost a year and a half. And so it's, you know, I still miss my dad. Praise God. And I know my mom misses dad especially. And it's nobody like having a dad. All right, it's nothing like having a dad. And I thank God for my dad. He was a role model to me. Just like Pastor Joe said, Brother Pete was a role model to him, his father. And I thank God for my dad. He was always there. And one day I'm going to see him again. Praise God. But I want you to know Pastor Joe is my spiritual father. Amen. And I'm so thankful he's still alive and kicking. Amen. And of course, God has given me other pastors to be mentors to me. But of all the pastors that I've been under, Pastor Joe was with me the longest, and I was with him the longest. And I thank God for my spiritual father today. I wouldn't be here today if he hadn't mentored me and trained me and showed me the way. Okay? That's what fathers do today. Can I get a witness here? Amen? Praise God. So let me just read you a couple quick verses here in Ephesians 4, in Ephesians 6. I'm going to read to you verses 1 to 4. I just want you to hear, be blessed here. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Amen? I know we don't have a lot of children here, but we have Angelina here. Amen? As children, we're to what? Obey our parents in the Lord, because this is right. Verse 2 says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise." Amen? So we're to honor. That's what we're doing here today. We're honoring our fathers. Ladies, you got honored last month. Amen? Today it's Dad's Day. Praise God. So we're to honor our fathers. Okay? And it says here, it's the first commandment with promise. Okay? The Ten Commandments, when you read them in Exodus 20, the first four commandments have to do with God, but the next six have to do with man. Okay? And in there it tells us, when we honor our father and our mother, we're going to have long life. Amen. So, Angelina, you honor Dad. Praise God. You honor Brother Carlos, because as you honor your dad as well as your mother, God says, "I'm going to promise you long life." Anybody here like long life? Okay, amen. Yes, praise God. Very important. Verse 3, "That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." There it is, Ephesians 6:3. And then we have responsibility as fathers, okay? It's not easy to be a father. You know, I'm not an earthly father. I don't have children of our own, but I'm a spiritual father, okay? And I know how it is to be a spiritual father. It's not easy. But an earthly father has a lot of responsibilities as well as a spiritual father. He says, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." All right, so fathers, today we honor you, we respect you, and we thank God for you. But also on the other side, we want you to never forget the responsibility that you have as a father, that you are to bring up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That's a big responsibility. And how many know today, nowadays, many fathers are not even in church, let alone bringing up their children. Okay, there's many fathers who are not even home. There's many, many mothers who are having to be mother and father to the kids today. All right? If we can get the fathers saved again, amen. If we can get the fathers to come back to God again, how many know we'll have the greatest revival on this earth that we've ever had? And that's going to happen, church, in these last days when we see tremendous things happen as people are going to get saved like never before. Trust me, there's going to be many fathers in that group, okay? But today we need to pray for fathers. Very important that God would touch the fathers that are out there doing their own thing. They're living their own life and, you know, no concern about the wife and the children and are they eating and are they paying their bills, okay? That's the responsibility of fathers today. Very important. Fathers, okay? As husbands, men as dads, okay? Men as role models to those in the church. Amen. Don't get me wrong, ladies. Ladies, you have your part, and you, what would we do without ladies in the church? But just think, you know, God has put emphasis on the men to be leaders. Anybody here today? And young boys and young men, they look up to older men. Not that they don't look up to older women also, but you understand what I'm saying, okay? Young men today, young children, they need men to look up to be a role model. Like Pastor Joe said, You cannot look at Tiger Woods today and say, that's who I want to be like. Okay? Maybe a year ago or 2 years ago, before the truth came out, and don't get me wrong, I like Tiger Woods. He's a great golfer, and I love to watch him golf. But his life is terrible, though, outside of golf. Needs to get saved, right? Needs truth in his life, okay? So we can't look to people in the world today, Tiger Woods, or like Pastor said, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan also is the greatest basketball player I believe had ever lived. But he had a lot of problems in his life, okay? A lot of problems. Divorce, okay? All kinds of things. Gambling problems. You might not hear about some of these things, but, you know, they need God. Amen? Just like we do today. So fathers, oh, it's so important today. We who are in the church, the fathers that are here today, that we would be the role models that we need to be. Amen. And you know what today, church? Unless you got God in your life, unless you're following God, you're not going to probably be a good role model for somebody else. How many know what I'm talking about? Unless Jesus is Lord of your life and you're following the Word of God and you're a righteous man, amen, you're following the Lord, you're sincere from your heart, you know, because we all make mistakes still if you're a Christian or not today. How many know that? We all still make mistakes, amen. But when you got the Lord in your life, you can be that role model that we need to be. And it's so important. Praise God. What would the church do without women today? Amen. How about it, ladies? You know, most churches, 60% of the membership of the people that go are ladies. And the rest is men and children. Okay? Men have to rise up. Amen. I'm proud of our men that we have here. But you know what, our men? We can rise up to a new level. Some of us need to rise up. I'm be real blunt today as your pastor. Amen. Some of us, we're praying for our men. We know our men can come to another level in the Lord. Can I get a witness here? I'm not trying to put anybody down. I'm just speaking what needs to be said. Amen. Because our men are important here. Hallelujah. And we need more men to come to church and be involved in part of ministry. Pastor Rich can't do it all. First Lady can't do it all. Amen. Council team can't do it all. We need all of us involved. Amen. Boy, it's getting real quiet here. Praise God. You still love me today, church. Amen. God is good. And God really wants to bless today the men. So I'm going to ask my wife to come up. Amen. And I'm going to ask the fathers in the house, after I just kind of gave you a word to back up Pastor Joe. There's a small packet in there. We have a little gift for our fathers today. So I would ask the fathers in the house, would you come on up to the front? Amen. And I know some of them are missing today. Like I said, that's okay. I'll make sure that they get their gift. Praise God. Come on, fathers. Don't be bashful. Come on up here. Amen. God is good. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, just come on up and fill the front for us, okay? Amen. Amen. Aren't you proud of these men? Amen. Don't they look great today? Praise God. Amen. Amen. We just got a little bit of a gift here for you. It's kind of a combination gift. It's a flashlight, a keychain. It's like three things in one. And then there's also a scripture here for you. So it's a real, and it's also a screwdriver. Man, I'll tell you, what else do you want? Praise God. So we're going to give you each one of these. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And don't leave because I want to pray for you. Well, happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Pastor. Amen. Happy Father's Day, Philip. Good to have you here. Amen. Praise God. Happy Father's Day, Leo. Welcome back. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Brother Frank, happy Father's Day. Amen. We love you, man. Praise God. Brother Luigi, happy Father's Day. Okay. And Brother Carlos, happy Father's Day. Amen. All right. Praise God. Let's give them a hand. All right. Praise God. We're so thankful for them. Amen. And we just want to pray for them today, okay, that God would really bless them and strengthen them, bring them to a new level in the Lord, Every one of us, you know. How many know there's more that we can go for in God? There's more. Anybody here with me today? Amen. The key is you have a desire to seek God more and for more of the things of God. So that's what we want to do. So we want to pray for them. And I'm even have my wife end in prayer here today. And then maybe we can do a song to close the service. So we'll ask Sister Rose if she can come down, the praise and worship team, and we'll get ready to do a song. Okay, so ladies, children, would you extend your hands to the men up here, to the fathers? Praise God. Hallelujah. We just want to pray for them. If you want to stand, you can. Amen. Father, we just thank you, Lord, today for the men in the house. Lord, we thank you for all the fathers that are here in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just ask for a blessing on them, Lord, for Brother Mike right now, God, that you would bless him, strengthen him, Lord, to be the father. You want him to be the husband. You want him to be, Lord, he would be a light in his family, God, on his job, everywhere he goes, Lord. He would just be such anointed, Lord. The glory of God would exude from him. People would see that, Lord, he's a man of God. So today, we ask you, bless Brother Mike. Anoint him special, Lord. We thank you for him as a father today, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for Pastor Joe today. Thank you, Lord, that he could be here with us. We love him so much, Lord. We just honor him today, and we ask for just a special blessing on his life, Lord. We pray for strength in his body and for healing in his body, Lord, that, Lord, he would continue to serve you all the days of his life. You would continue to use him in the ministry, Lord, on Wednesdays as he ministers, Lord God, and everywhere you have him be, Lord, that he would just be a witness for you, God. Thank you for him, Lord. Bless him special today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And we thank you for Philip, Lord, today. Lord, thank you for a father, one of the many fathers we have here at Oreo, God. And Lord, we ask just for a special blessing upon him, Lord. Supernatural strength to come upon him, Lord. Healing, Lord, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord. Bless Philip, Lord. Bless his family, his daughter, Lord. And continue, Lord, to just be his God. We just ask for renewed strength in his body, Lord. Lord, all the difficulties physically that he has, Lord, we pray for healing to come. We pray for deliverance to come, Lord, that God, you will continue to bless him all the days of his life, Lord. We speak long life upon him in Jesus' name. Thank you for Philip today, God. And Lord, we thank you for Leo today, Lord. Thank you for bringing him back safe and sound from Italy, Lord. And Lord, we just ask for a blessing upon him, Lord, that you continue to bless him as a father and as a husband and as a business owner, Lord. Just prosper him and use him, Lord. He would, Lord, be a light to those around him, Lord God. Everywhere he goes, Lord, people would see that he's a Christian, Lord. That he's a father in the faith, Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you for him, Lord. Strengthen him, oh God, and use him for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you for Brother Frank, Lord. We thank you that, Lord, he is a major part here of our church, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that he's one of the fathers, Lord, one of the mentors, Lord God. Lord, one who's in leadership here, Lord God, and leads the Italian Bible study, Lord God. So we ask that you would bless him today, Lord. Bless him, Lord, spiritually and financially, Lord, and every which way, physically, Lord God. Use him, Lord, in the kingdom here, oh God. Continue to prosper him and his family, Lord. Help him to be even a better, Lord, father and a better husband, Lord, and a better witness for you all the days of his life, Lord. You know his heart is right, God. So we thank you for him. Bless this father in the faith in Jesus' name today. Amen and amen. And Lord, we thank you for Luigi. Yes, Lord, such a sweet man, Lord God. We're so thankful for him, Lord, that he's here, that he's hungry and he's thirsty for you, God. The Lord, he loves you, and Lord, he's always, Lord, ready to be in the house of the Lord, God. We ask today for a special blessing on this father, Lord. And Lord, he will continue to grow in the things of God. Lord, he would continue to be involved here at Oriole Christian Assembly, Lord, and that, Lord, you would bless him as a father and as a husband, Lord, as a mentor, Lord God. He can mentor many, God. So, Lord, bless him today and use him for the kingdom of God, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. And, Lord, we thank you for Brother Carlos, Lord. Lord, one of our younger fathers, Lord. Thank you for him and thank you for his heart, Lord God. He has a heart after you like David, Lord. And we ask for a special blessing on him, Lord, that you would continue to use him, oh God, in a mighty way. Lord, you would continue to bless him as a father, Lord. And Lord, as a husband, Lord, and as a mentor to others, Lord God. Oh, thank you for him, Lord, that he's being used in the ministry, God, every day. Lord, that he has a heart to serve you. No boundaries, Lord. He'll do whatever it takes for the kingdom and for you, God. So, Lord, we thank you for him today. Bless him. Prosper him, Lord God. Meet his needs, Lord. Lord, you know what he needs financially, God. And, Lord, I pray for that blessing to come from his job, Lord. We stand together on that, Lord God, that you will bless him in these next weeks to come, God, in the name of Jesus. Just bless our brother today as a father, Lord, today. Spiritually, Lord God, he will be a father to others, Lord. And, Lord, to his children, Lord, and to his wife, to be the greatest husband, Lord, that he can be. Lord, we thank you for him today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask my wife, she would just have a closing prayer for all the fathers.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, again for these fathers that are standing before you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to continue to bless their lives, God. Bless their walk, Lord. Bless their steps, oh God. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Father, we speak, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will come upon each vessel here today, God. And they will continue, Lord, to walk in your ways, Lord. Lord, that they will continue to walk in the truth, Lord. For your word says that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to God our Father but through you, Lord. Let their eyes be enlightened, Lord. Let their hearts be open to truth today, God. As they continue to walk, this journey, Lord God. Lord, let them be a legacy, Lord, just as Jesus was to us, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for truth today, God. I pray, Lord, they would continue, Lord, to look to you, the author and finisher of their faith, God. And now, Lord, as we go our separate ways, Lord, let the ladies also, Lord, be encouraging to our men, O God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, fathers, you can go back to your seat. Let's give them a hand again, ladies. Amen. Be thankful for our fathers in the house today. Amen, amen. All right, we're going to close with a song. Praise God. I'm going to ask Sister Rose and the praise team to come up. So, Brother Mike, I guess I won't let you go back to your seat. Amen. And I, you know what I'd like to do, that the last song that you sang, Our Father, okay? I think that's an awesome song to close in today. Amen. Because we want to honor our Father in heaven. All right. So let's sing this song as we close today. Amen. Lead us.